careful study. Not necessarily, you know, not necessarily the hardware, merely the hardware skill in the use of cameras and of microphones, but awareness of the nature of the operation.
When you said that television uses the eyes and ear, what do you mean?
It is a phrase of Tony Schwartz in a very interesting book called The Responsive Probe. What he means literally is that the image is constituted by millions of these resonant particles. And you have no pictures on television, no snapshots, no shutter, there's no camera. There is an outpouring of these small bits of information in patterns that are entirely active and so they resonate. So he was really saying that the television image is primarily not a visual but resonating form of
experience. Not behind you, sorry.
Was that that day when one eyed and it was just like driving a car for the first time? Or like the first moment?
Hey,
nobody knew.
You've heard of the hologram?
Him and the flies.
The hologram goes completely around, your television only goes a little bit around.
Water,
hologram is 360 degrees.
Never-ending daytime,
but
away from Eden's
it's been anticipated by these
so
the rock music in which you have to become just enclosed in some bubble. The hologram does for TV what rock does for auditory entertainment. But the hologram is technically here.
Mm-hmm.